The Democratic Alliance in Malutapofung local municipality rejects the demarcation board proposals, deeming them detrimental to our community's interest. During the ordinary council meeting on the 26th of October 2023, MEP strangely had no input on the impactful proposal and decided to await the MDP's final decision regarding the proposal that impact the municipality boundaries. This marked the first time the council tabled the MDP proposal. The DA unequivocally rejects both MDP proposal referenced as DEM 6751 and DEM 6759. These processes initiated in December 2021 and concluded on the 30th of March 2022 were outlined in Circular 3 issued by the MDP. Despite public meetings held on the 12th of September 2023 in Phuthadichaba Multipurpose Hall and on the 13th of September 2023 at Intabazwe Multipurpose Hall in Harrismith, discussing DEM 6781 and DEM 6782, these were omitted from the Council's Demarcation Board item. Similarly, DEM 6751, which exclude the special economic zone, renders the municipality unworkable with its four towns, Harrismith, Vrede, Memel, and Warden. The DA insists on the municipality that is economical, viable, and sustainable. Furthermore, the DA stands in solidarity with the resident of Greater Harrismith regarding reference DEM 6781, even though it was not formally discussed in council. We eagerly anticipate the MDP's final decision following the acceptance of this proposal by the resident from Ward 1, Ward 3, Ward 4, Ward 5, 6, and 22 during the public meetings. This proposal advocates for the establishment of a standalone municipality in the Greater Harrismith. Presently, there are four MDP proposals affecting Malutapofung, which is DEM 6751, DEM 6759, DEM 6781, and DEM 6782. The board is diligently considering all inputs from public meetings and formal investigative hearings. Pursuant to Section 21 of the MDA, of which is the Municipal Demarcation Act, Section 21, the board has allowed 30-day window from the date of publication in the Provincial Gazette for submitting objections. Once this period elapses, final decision will be published and gazetted. At that juncture, the IEC, Independent Electoral Commission, Minister of Finance, MECs for Local Government, and all stakeholders will be duly informed of the final decision, ensuring transparency and accountability.